like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is, John, and we are in early 19th century England.
But wait a minute. I'm confused. This is Easter time. Yeah. The film is Peterloo.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, is it Peter Rabbit looking for the restroom?
Going to the loo.
The writer-director is Mike Lee. Peterloo.
Excellent movie. And it starts out with the aftermath of the Battle of Waterloo. The ruling houses of Europe wanted to squash any other type of rebellion. And this is the cusp of the Industrial Revolution. The populace is ticked off at the ruling class.
Well, like 2 or 3% of them can vote. And you have these fat administrators.
Oh, one of my favorite parts of this movie are the four magistrates. Early in the movie, you get their style of justice. Poor people. One guy sentenced to a penal colony, Australia, for stealing a watch. And another guy is condemned to death for stealing a coat.
With Jean Valjean.
Yes, Les Miserables. Because PBS just started a six-part series, not a musical. It starts at the Battle of Waterloo, the aftermath of it, and we're reinstalling the king.
Talking 1819, yep. In Manchester, England.
Yes.
It's called the Manchester Massacre,
yes.
Or Peterloo. It's a bit of a departure for Mike Lee, who's most famous for Secrets and Lies. Almost all of his films, like Ken Loach, is about the working class. And he has a real good ear for the language of the working class and the feelings. It's a little bit more confrontational. It's a little bit more political. It's much more global. So it's a different take for Mike Lee. But I still find his genius there for people and particularly for the underclass.
Yes.
The hero, is it Henry Hunt?
Yes.
He's a demagogue of sorts.
And one of the characters kind of described him vainglorious.
But he was the one who was going to pull everybody together at this peaceful demonstration.
Yeah, great actors and actresses, but there wasn't a name among them.
There's not as much of an emphasis on individual personalities developed, except maybe for Hunt.
Yes.
And, mostly, it seems that Lee is concerned about people knowing what happened and depicting it in a way that you can't forget it. Example, what is it with this young man from Waterloo wearing?
Yeah, with the PTSD. Thought at the beginning it was going to be about one working class family.
Yeah.
But they were just one of a great ensemble of people. Just a little bit of eccentric behavior.
How about that? How about the Prince Regent?
It makes you wonder if maybe he was a descendant of Queen Anne. That faint trace of rouge and lipstick on this
completely decadent, longtime friend cinematographer Dick Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Like his previous film, Turner.
Yes.
Some of those shots are absolutely 19th century Millet paintings.
Yes. Some of the best acting overall.
Yeah.
When they were all going to go there. And they were going like they were going to a Sunday picnic in their Sunday finest. They were going to have a good time with their little picnic lunches.
Peaceful march for them. Lee does a good job with the reporting.
Not only did it really awaken a call for democracy for the masses, but also for journalism. Mention the Manchester Guardian
and
or something.
That is the beginning of the Guardian. It's where a lot of that after the French Revolution took place in England. It isn't difficult to make the correlation with today.
Authoritarian response to mass demonstrations.
Yes, thank you.
Draw parallels to the modern times.
Well, Wayne Miller, the film is Peterloo. Now, I've had two different dates for its opening. One I had was for today, the 19th.
Yes.
The next one I had was for the next week. So if it doesn't show today, it will be on next week.
Okay.
But as it's typical of its movie time, we are ahead here in our discussion.
And I suppose that they'll probably be able to see it at places like Gateway and Drexel.
Yes, correct.
I'd be surprised if it gets a mass release, because it just may not appeal. Yeah.
All right, Wayne Miller, Peterloo, what grade would you award it?
I'm giving it an A.
Oh, boy. I wish I could give it something lower, but I can't. It's Mike Lee. It's an A.
Yes. And, well worth saying.
All right.
Yeah. It's Movie Time. It's produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.